real, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 23rd of June, 1971. We've just had a morning shower. 3/10. Channel 1, right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 23rd of June, 1971. And we've just had a morning shower. 3/10. Channel 1 right on a new reel, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 23rd of June, 1971. We just had a morning shower. 3/10. Channel 1 right on a new reel, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 23rd of June, 1971.
This chair but me.
It's got your name on it. It sure has. Yes, sir. See, we can't have a little tea.
Got anything to drink this morning?
Yep. Gonna get you something in just a minute.
She don't always have something to drink.
That, they really got things up there, Miss Daisy.
Who that would have?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Just them two, they fix things and they can stay.
Yeah, yes.
Hmm? See, that makes a difference.
They don't have anybody's dogs running under the house.
I don't think, I know there ain't no dogs up there but his, and he keep them in place.
Yeah, he makes them behave. Now she got flowers all over that place.
All over that place. And they're pretty. I don't see how she kept them so green.
Yeah. With all this dry weather?
With all this dry weather.
I never been up there, but what they didn't have something blooming.
And it's been like that when his mother was there. She had a pretty flower yard. She had plenty of flowers. His mother, when she lived there.
Yeah.
So when they come there, there were some flowers there. And Miss Annie brought hers from her house over there.
Yeah.
So just keeps flowers at home.
Uh-huh. Well, sir, I don't... Now, that was Coleman's mother that had flowers.
Yes, sir. That was their home house.
And then when Miss Annie came over there, she brought her flowers.
Yeah. They used to have lots of chickens. I don't see no chicken now.
I didn't see a chicken.
Now, what did you sell eggs down here to Fred's store every week? But I don't see, he may have some chickens back there somewhere. I don't know where. I ain't seen them.
You have to pretty well keep chickens up now.
That's right. And he always took care of them. The chickens himself.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
He did. He feed them, he gathered eggs, he sell them. He could kill you sick. She didn't have nothing to do with that.
Oh, she didn't have anything to do with the chickens.
Never has. She'd do other things in the house, around the house, the flowers, things like that. And when they used to farm, she wouldn't feed them. I said, she had nothing. Didn't have no chicken trouble.
I wasn't in that thing.
That house has a lot of rooms to it. Did you remember when it had a, as she said, had a...
The dining room?
Yes.
Yes, and it was back. I thought she still had it.
What happened to that?
No, would have had one room, the dining room, tore off. It was rotting and failing. So I guess he decided they didn't need it.
I don't think they do.
I don't think they do. They got a nice kitchen back there. It's big enough to cook in and for him and her to eat in.
Oh, is that what they do?
Now, she said she sat in that room where she took us.
Mm-hmm. And she sleep there too, I think. Don't she?
Must be her room.
I think so. I tell you, Miss Lyon, everyone you look in is filled up.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it's full. You just haven't got a little sitting space there.
That's right.
Not much.
Well, houses always that filled up?
Well, it's always had a plenty in it. When his mother lived there, it was full. It was satisfied. When she died, well, the children got some of her stuff out of it. So that gave Annie room for more of her stuff. Now, all of them, none of them's furniture is in there. In there, huh?
Well, there's great one side of that room, Miss Daisy, was just filled with clothes, guy. Just
with
clothes.
With clothes?
Uh huh. Did you?
Uh-huh.
At the end of the bed?
Uh huh. I see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we don't know what's back there. You know what they got shut up in there.
That's right.
You mean in the closet?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way. You hang them up and then put something over.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But she had one chair that she sat in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's... people lived in that house a long time, haven't they?
Mm-hmm. The house was there when I come in.
Yeah.
And was there a long time before I come in.
It wasn't a new house when you come.
And it wasn't no new one.
Yeah.
All of their children was grown and married out of there when I come in. No, there was two girls there. They wasn't married.
Well, now, some of those things could have been left over from the other family, I guess.
That's right. That's right. I know some of them was. Cause some. You see, Woodard's grandmother, she died before his mother did. Now, she had lots of stuff. Nice stuff.
Oh.
And I just wonder what become of it. And I got to think that, well, he was fighting most of the family, her sister and her grandchildren, her sister's children. It was a big family, Miss Martha.
Mm-hmm.
Big family.
When I got, she had a nice living room with plenty of chairs.
Mm-hmm.
But she wanted us to sit in her room.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you didn't sit in the living room?
Nope. You sit in her room. That's where she sits all the time. Didn't she say that?
That's right.
She got a fireplace in there?
There ain't no fireplace in there, is there? It's a fireplace in her bedroom.
It was a fireplace, and they had some papers covering it up for the summer.
Uh-huh. I know it's supposed to be a fireplace there, but there's so much stands are so close. Mm-hmm. And her bed was set right by the fireplace, you
mm-hmm.
see.
That's nice.
That's nice. And she didn't have one chair in there. I wonder what would have sat in.
Maybe he sits in his room.
I don't know, but I think they just both sleep in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
I think they used to be it.
Mm-hmm.
But since it got so old and they don't want to be worried, he didn't have his room back there. That house is big enough.
5 rooms, she said.
That's a nice house.
And such nice porches.
Yeah.
I like the porch.
Oh, I do too.
And I just wondered why she sat in that room all the time.
I did too.
You know, all them nice porches out there. You know, she told us that y'all can come in here where I sit.
We'd have been happy enough to sit on the porch.
Sit on the porch.
Well, Miss Daisy, I suppose to invite somebody in your house is is that sort of good manners to invite somebody inside your house?
Uh-huh. Sorry.
She wanted us to sit in her room.
Yeah. You know, I think it's all right to invite somebody in your house just to look around or something like that. But I feel like if you're going to sit down, you ought to be in the light.
It's awful dark in there.
You know, it's dark in there. Now, that's my way of thinking, but everybody got their own thoughts about that.
Oh, it's a little dark in there?
Hmm?
She had the curtain.
It's a little dark in there?
Yeah, it's dark. Shade down and the curtain goes down. She rolled the shade up a little bit, but not too high. And I bet it was back down there before us got to the roof.
Well, I actually see you, Mrs. Davis.
You know, I like a plenty of light.
Did she see back there?
Hmm?
How did she see back there?
I don't know. I think she's been sitting there so long, Mr. Mark. She just see what she see, and that she don't see, she don't look good.
Did you see any newspapers around?
Hmm? Did I see any newspapers around? Plenty of them.
She got to see to read the newspaper.
Looks like she would. Well, it's sure plenty of them there. Somebody's been reading them.
Yeah.
Oh, they collected them somewhere.
Well, I know she reads the newspaper, but what I meant was in her room.
There wasn't none in there, was there?
Yes.
There was some there. You know, just there was a stack of them in there. You
couldn't even sit in a chair.
That's right.
we got to we got up. Miss Daisy was telling about her. She said she didn't particularly care about fishing.
I love to eat them, but I don't love to try to get them.
They want to stay so long, Miss Daisy.
Huh? You know, I don't mind going, but I want to stay an hour or two, and
yeah.
That's long enough for
yeah.
me. Well, the most of the fishermen around here, they go spend the day.
Yes.
And sometimes some of them don't get a fish, but they still stay there trying. Well, that's it. I don't follow them. I don't go with them.
Why?
Not fishing.
They don't want any of that little old hour stuff.
Mm-mm. No. You know, I tell them, I say, anybody go and sit on the lake all day. I said, they lazy.
Oh.
Got nothing to do at home. I feel better home working and moving around. I do sitting out there in that hot sun.
But y'all... You all used to like to hunt cooters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We didn't hunt them all day. Then we wasn't sitting in one place looking for them.
Yeah.
We were hunting, trying to find them.
Yeah.
And you know we'd find them.
I didn't hear what you were saying. We got out, you know, up there, and mm-hmm. I missed most of that. Y'all...
We didn't find no cooters when the pond go dry, and you do looking for them down the road.
I didn't know that.
Well, I know. Of course, I've done it. You know, you see where the pond had one in it, and it's done dry, and the mud, the dirt done cracked up. See, we have a sharp stick. And just go along in that pond and job it down under the mud. After you break that hard crust that's cracked up there, it's soft under that mud. Then when you feel the cooters back, we had a potato root. And we dig them out. And I think, ooh, sometimes some of them things be that big. These are alligator cooters. If he's getting my damn mud, he mad.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I couldn't catch him. And then somebody would have to catch mine. For me, what I find, them alligators and soft shells. Because I'd get them. But I had somebody do it. And my boy, he'd be with me. He'd be three or four men with us. We women didn't go home by ourselves. We couldn't do nothing with them by ourselves. We'd have a potato root, a stick, and we'd have a hoe. Well, we'd cut a hoe along to kill snakes if they come across one.
Oh, yeah.
Had to be killed.
Yeah.
Didn't kill them all. You know, some folks won't kill a king snake.
Yeah.
I told him if I could kill him, I said, he walks just like a rattlesnake on his stomach. I said, I'd kill him just as quick as I would a rattlesnake.
Uh-huh.
Well, you take a sack.
Yes, we
guy didn't hear you.
Croak a sack, and when we kill him when we find him. We put him in the bag. Till we got a ton. Got all we wanted to torch, you know.
Yeah.
You see, I'd have me a sack. My son have his sack. And he torched him. Now, Doris and Reuben, they just go along. Because they were small, they couldn't tote them.
Mm-hmm.
But me and Jay would tote them. Bring them home, we had a barrel. We'd carry them home, put them in that barrel.
Empty barrel?
Yes, empty barrel. Now, we'd have, we'd put some water in it, you see. So they could have some water till we could get them all dressed.
How about that one, that sack you had on your back?
We went one time, and I caught a little alligator cooler by him about that big.
Mm-hmm,
I said, let's put him in my bag, put him in this bag. Put the thing in there, I threw the bag across my shoulder, and I don't know, I guess I had his mouth to me. And he bit me. Down went that bag. I told him we got to do something about it. I can't tote him like that. But now my boy, he ain't scared of me. Never was. He said, Mama, I'll put him in my bag. And I'll put a hard back in his bag. I said, you got to do something. Don't he have to stay here? Because I can't tote him. So he put him in his bag and put me a hard bag, too, in my bag. So I didn't have no alligator clues. We was going on home and got up the road. And I don't know what he was trying to do, damn thing, but one of them big ones bit him right in his bag. But he had a knife. Didn't do a thing but sit down. Trim that meat, wrinkle him around that thing teeth, pulled him up, tied it up, and went on. Went on home. Well, you see, I couldn't do it.
That's
whenever I'd go with him, cooter hunt, I sure to have good protection. I didn't go alone.
Now, that, y'all did that when you...
when there wasn't no work to do.
When the work was just...
in the summertime, mostly, when it got hot,
yeah.
The water all dried up. Yeah, we didn't have nothing to be go cooter hunting. And see, in that way, we had meat all the summer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you could catch enough to last you.
Mm-hmm. But you don't see many now, Mr. Marshall. No. Buddy had a big one last weekend. Big old soft shell. But the way he got it, Pedro and them was working somewhere down next to the lake. And Pedro found him and brought him to Buddy. Ooh, he was a hell. So, Buddy was glad to get him. So, Doris cooked him Sunday. And all the family would be there to get some of him. Mm-hmm. Now, I eat soft shells. But I don't really love them. Now, I love hardback. And alligator cooters. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
An alligator cooter, the best one walks.
Yeah.
This mailman, what used to carry mail, I can't think of his name now, but he was a middle-aged man.
Mm-hmm.
He come by the house one day, and he says, where has been? I said, he walked off somewhere. He said, I brought him some meat. I said, well, he'll eat it when he comes back. Just like, you know, the man, he was full of life all the time. He said, come get it. I said, where's it at? He said, it's in the bottom of my car. I said, I can't get it. Ooh, that tickled me. I said, the Zacuda? He said, yeah. Don't you like them? I said, no, I love them. I said, but I tell you what you do. If you want me to have him, you get him out the back of your car and bring him right here and put him in this spot for me. He brought that thing out. That looked like he was that big. He just caught him by the tail and got him on there, stuck him in the pot. And then come, he cleaned into my big dishpan full.
Goodness.
For me.
Goodness. Well, now, how do you cook all that, Miss Daisy?
Well, you don't cook it all at one time.
Oh, you don't?
No. You cook what you're going to eat and put the oven on ice.
Well, do you have steaks and chops?
That's right.
Same like you do
on... You make steaks out of all of it. Chop it up. Chop it up nice. Soft shells and alligators, what I'm going to cook. So I put it in a pot and let it come to a boil, just a good hard boil. Then I turn that fire. I do that to get some of that water out.
Oh.
You know, they're full of water. So, but you put them on there, let that thing come to a boil. Drain that water all off and get ready to fry, and you don't have so much water to dry.
Well, this is about the time of the year, or this a little early.
Used to be the time, but I don't know when is the time now. It's just nine then you can find him. Yeah.
But I mean, this is the time you used to
do it. Now, over there, where I work at, that boy, if he find one, he'll bring it to me.
Uh-huh.
But he found a big one, Miss Lois told me about 2 weeks ago. She said, Daisy, shall Lamont see the cooter, a big one? And he had to go somewhere. He's going to get the cooter when he comes back. And when he comes back, the cooter had got gone. He ain't. I said, well, I'm sure sorry. I said, I wished it had been so he could have got in then. And I'd have had him. She said, I had to go do something. I don't know what he was doing.
Do they move pretty fast?
Huh? What? Cooters? They can go fast.
But the one that is the friskiest is that alligator cooter.
Mm-hmm. We was going to Gainesville here about 2 weeks ago. We got up there on the ferry and there was one coming up this far, going over on that side. So we seen him, he didn't make it. Soon as we seen him, he stopped. He said, well, that won't be like George. I'm gonna stop and get you now. He called me, put him back in
trouble. It ain't any trouble to catch him?
No, sir, if you ain't scared. Anybody ain't scared of him, it ain't no trouble. If he seen walking, he just pick him up and stop him from walking. Any kind.
Yeah.
Pick him up by the tail?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. Well, now that's nice, eh? We learned a lot, didn't we?
Sure. Are they hard to clean?
No, they're not hard to clean. You got your good sharp knife and got the plenty of strength. Now, I can't clean them now because I don't have that much strength in my hand. But I have cleaned them anyway. Now, I've cleaned cooters, coons. I wouldn't fool with no possum because I don't like them.
Oh, really?
If they wanted possum, they had to clean it.
But coon is better.
Coon's better?
Is it?
Yes, ma'am. He's better to me. A coon, he tastes more like beef to me.
Yeah.
Now, cooters and coons and fish, I like that. Possums, I don't know. Possum.
Yeah.
I hear them say these armadillos or whatever they call them. They say that's good meat. And I said, I don't want none of it. I don't like the house he lives in.
What house is that, they say?
You know, I never seen none of them things till here, year before last, I believe. Or I seen one over there by the Methodist Church. And I told them what the thing looked like I seen. And they told me, said that was a armadillo. I said, oh, I think you need to come on. Now they said there's lots of them between our church and Bud Beth's house. But I ain't ever seen but that one live one in my life. I see where somebody killed a great big one just below the white folks' church over there last year. Woo, he was big one.
And just left him?
He just left him.
Yeah, didn't eat him.
They didn't like the look of the house he lived in.
Oh, you mean that house he takes along with him?
Mm-hmm.
What don't you like about his house?
Mm-hmm.
You don't like his house?
No, and I know I don't like these hens. But that boy over there where I work at, he was going to school down there somewhere, and they'd cook them for the school. And he said, David said, if you eat some one time, you want more. I said, I ain't going to eat nothing that time. I said, no, nobody ain't going to cook none for me. He said, if they cook it and you eat it, you sure will pay for it. So them are just high.
Oh, if you buy them.
Rattlesnake dimmers and armadillo dimmers. It's a dim is the highest dimmers on the market.
Yeah.
I said, and I wouldn't thank nobody eating what for me one. No. And I know I wouldn't eat no rattlesnake if I know it.
Miss Daisy, when you, don't you know when we turned off on that little lane going up to Coleman's, where the pasture is now, that was all solid trees.
Trees, wood. And
wood.
Some of the biggest rattlesnakes was in there you ever see.
Yeah. Well, now, when you walked up to Woodard's in them days, you had to be careful.
Had to be careful. I stayed in the road. My boy, he was out there hunting something in them woods, not far from the road. And he said he was walking along in some old logs there. And he said, you see the big rattlesnake? And he was seeing it. And she made some kind of thing. He said, little ones about that long with the coming from everywhere. He said, Mama, I let them all alone. I said, you didn't have enough room to kill them. I said, no. I said, kill them with time. I said, well, how many were? He said, I don't know. Said, it just kept coming from somewhere. I said, maybe if I could have seen where it was coming from and knowing I wasn't going to get on there, I said, I might have tried to kill them.
That looks
so
like
Woodard said, he told Woodard about it. Woodard said, it ain't one way you could have got them all. You'd have had to set that stump afire. And when that tree started burning, so they'd run right in that fire.
Oh.
Well, who gonna get that close, Tom, and they right at the tree and take time to set it afire? You ain't got no kerosene and nothing out there. Of course, I wouldn't set it afire. Oh, there's plenty of them up there. They used to tell me to go home, find them a winter home in September. They didn't see none. That ain't so. That is not so. They crawled from January to January. They don't go home. They may go home, but they leave. And I lived up there to that junction. They surveyed that place over there back of Woodards on the other side of that little railroad. And them folks was out there working. They caught one out there in December. And they said he was 7 feet long. They put him in a little old bean basket and he almost filled up the basket. And I told him I wouldn't have even looked at the basket. He was anything. He was so mad. But they had some way of catching him. Put him in that basket, and then they came to town, or came to Ross Island, or came somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But they caught him, and didn't
they? They caught him, and they didn't hurt him.
And he was mad.
Yeah, I told Woodard, I said, I knew he was mad. He didn't like that little house. He wasn't used to it.
Oh, you know it.
Put him in that basket, bean basket. Put him in there and fastened the top on it. Came where they want to go. But you know, some folks just got nerve to do anything. Some folks ain't got enough nerve to do nothing. I ain't, not with snakes, no snakes. I don't like no snake. I'm scared of all of them.
Well, you sure had a lot of experience with them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you've been along there yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That road up there.
Oh, yeah.
The junction road.
But I never did see one. I never seen but one big rattlesnake just out in my life. And I don't know whether he come from under the house, around the house, or what. But you know, it used to be a big grove up there. And I stayed up there. But it just had weight attracted, and it was just as clean as y'all. The Reuben and Doris, they was on the porch. They hardly ever would go to sleep unless you made them and look at something. So I had plenty of chicken. Little hen there, she had a pretty bunch of babies. So she seen this snake when she was farming. And it was Reuben laughed. I wonder what do that old hen mean, leaving them bitties like that. Lord, I don't know. They kept looking to see which one. It was a rattlesnake going across the school, just out the edge of the yard. They come there and come, Mama. Oh, Mama. There's a great big snake out there. I don't know where. Is he going on out there, and that hen going with him? So I jumped up on out there. He was going crawling on me. He done got a fur in the grove from the yard from here to there. Huh? So I said, yeah. I was saying, good God, it's a rattlesnake. Then he just left to go to work. So I run around there and called him. He come back, he was still moping on, going on across the yard. Folks say, if you catch one, he'll get in his car and stay there. That ain't so, all of them. I throw the cloud of dirt and hit him, hit this one, trying to stop him, you know. He didn't stop. He didn't sit there, no tension. He kept going on. I picked up a stick, a little short piece of stick. And I threw that in my heating. I reckon that kind of hurt him. I don't know. He just threw his head around like that. And looked. Kept going. And he was going when Ben shot him. But as soon as he shot him, he stopped.
Just taking his time. He's taking his time, but...
Taking his time.
But going on.
Going on. Well, he wasn't in no hurry.
That him?
And then kill him. Hung him up out there on a fence post. And that was the fattest thing. He was fat as a hog. You see where Ben broke the skin on. Grease room just on this. Draw the grease out of him. Oh, Francis said, you see, if you'd have skinned him and dried up that fat, that's the best thing you could use for rheumatism. I said, who skinned him? Dried his fat. I said, would you? I ain't never done it yet, but I hear him says good. I said, and I hear you say it, and that's all to it.
Well, that's right. You just needed somebody to do that.
Need somebody to do that. Now, I'd imagine these folks that skin them, they could take the fat and dry it out.
Yeah.
If I could skin it, well, I could dry up the fat. But I ain't going to have nothing to do with him. Talk.
Even with his head off?
No. With his head off or with it on. I ain't fool with him.
And Francis the same way?
Francis was the same way. Then she tell me, I hear him say that, but I ain't never done it. I said, I hear you say it and I ain't gonna do it.
Well, I thought Frances might have gone ahead and took a hold of something like that.
But there were things she didn't take a hold of. She said she wasn't going to take a hold of that.
Yeah.
And I know I wasn't. I was fixing it for it. No snake.
But ordinarily, ordinarily, anything coming along, Frances would take a hold of it.
Oh, yes. Just common things, anything like that. But I ain't heard nothing about her being so bad off about snakes and nothing like that. I never heard her talk about how she killed them.
Yeah.
But she'd work in a field that she knew had snakes. And
that's right. She'd work in the field and she'd work in the woods. She'd give them moss. I give them moss too. But that's one thing. You didn't see many snakes in the woods.
You just didn't see them.
Yeah, just didn't see any.
Yeah.
And if you'd see a snake, you didn't see no bad snake. It would be an old moss snake or a black snake or something like that.
Yeah.
But you didn't see many snakes.
Now, when you're always gathering moss, what part of it did Francis do?
So what part of it? Did you do what?
What part did Francis do?
Well, Francis gave her and pulled off the limb, put in her sack, and I put mine.
Well, everybody done his own.
Yeah, everybody done his own. that's we all had our part. What we could get a hold of, we give it. And we'd make us a pile out somewhere close to the road where somebody could pick it up for us in a wagon or something. Sometimes we towed it for us from here to my house to put it on the pile. Just walking through the woods and putting it in the sack. When the sack gets full, well, then we carried this pile. We didn't get much as we won on that pile. We started another pile.
Oh, yeah.
Over close to the road. Where it wasn't so far for us to tow.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, how'd you keep a track of what everybody had?
Hmm? What?
How'd you keep a track of what was yours and what was French's?
Oh, we know it all. You know, I know. Now, that's your pile. Well, mine next to it.
Oh, I see.
Somebody else is next to that. And see, your pile outside. Mine's in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else is in the middle. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it wasn't but two of us, sometimes it's three.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know my pile and you know yours. That's the way he kept it separate.
Well, now, Frances, was she pretty good at that?
Giving more?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, she was good. She was good at it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about she was good. You see, she could get it off with a limb so fast. She could just get it up so fast. She could get her back pulling him up twice before I get mine full. She'd have her rate. She'd see a limb, if it looked weak, she'd hang that limb up, that rake in that limb, pull it down on the ground, break it. Yes, Frances could get most.
she'd pull the limb down.
Yes, sir, just like it'd be a limb up there, and it'd look rotten, and it'd have a roll of moss on it, just moss hanging down. Well, that's what the rake was for. Pull them dead limbs down, what you could read.
Yeah.
And sometimes some would be already on the ground. Then you pull them up with your rake and turn it over and pull the moss off it. You see, there ain't no snake on it.
Yeah.
Ain't none.
Well, now, everybody done his own. You didn't work together.
No, so we didn't work together.
One hold the limb and the other.
Mm-mm. No, you get what you could, and I get what I can.
Yeah.
But what I get, it goes on pile, different from yours. We kept it separate. Then, when we got somebody hauling, one or two of us will go. If he didn't haul it, unless he hauled it whilst we was in the woods. If he hauled it when we was in the woods, why? All of us would be out there insurance. Now, James Townsend, he used to work out there. Oh, he used to kill them most. He'd kill them most. Pile it up in the woods. When hit and killed and dried, he'd go out and dry, hang it out. He'd kill the most of his in the woods.
Right where he
gathered it.
That way he didn't have so much to move.
He had him lines out there in the woods way back there. Because you know didn't know where Alan Taylor lived, did you?
He had lines.
Take what? Just like you fix your clothesline. Out there.
Oh.
Fixing the line out there on them trees, you see. And days he'd go out there, hang up his moss.
Oh, hang his moss.
Yeah, hang it on that what? That's where he had to kill it.
Of
course,
that?
I would do it. Hang mine on my clothesline. Because I always got them to bring mine home and killed it at home. And then, when it's got ready to take it up, hang it on my clothesline. When it got dry, I'd take it off and put it in an old house or put it under my house until I get ready to bail it. Then I bail it.
Now, who was that?
I said, that's the way I killed mine.
Who was that other, who was the fellow you met?
Who? talking about Jamestown.
James who?
James Townsend.
James Townsend?
Yes, his most. He didn't.
Now, he did a lot of that work in Moss?
He done lots of that.
And he could make good, I guess.
Mm-hmm. See, he worked over there on the farm.
Oh.
On Richardson Farm. Between. He'd get his lunch. He'd just pick up Moss. During his noon hour.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturdays. If he didn't have nothing special to do, he'd go to Mosswood, pick up Moss.
Yeah. James Townsend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now is he still here?
He said it. Yeah, he said it. Well, at that time, the Moss man used to come along and he would get it back from your house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, they don't have no Moss man.
But Francis got a whole lot more than you did.
Sure, way more than I did.
Now, did she take it home too?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just like you did.
Just like us. We all took it home. Because the Moss man, he'd come down and pick it up.
Yeah.
And he didn't want it unless it was baled.
Unless it was baled, dry, and baled.
And when it dries, does it change colors?
Yes, ma'am.
Dried black.
Some of us brown.
Oh, is it?
You could brown. Or you could cure it black.
Uh-huh.
Now, that real black, did give you more fuss. Oh, for that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But now, Frances, she would have liked to have some of that, rattlesnake fat.
Maybe she would. She said it's good for rheumatism. I don't know.
But she talked.
She didn't think enough of it to skin it and get it.
But she talked like she'd love to have had some of it.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's what she said.
Yes, sir. And you and Francis was over there under them trees across
mm-hmm.
the railroad.
Just us two. And have plenty of fun over there. We didn't get lonesome over there.
Just you two.
Didn't care if there wasn't a what over there but us.
And you could talk about that rattlesnake grease or anything else.
Anything
you?
Else.
Yes.
Well, Francis always has something to talk to you about.
Yeah.
Sure. And you don't wonder if you went on with Francis, was you going to be lonesome? No.
Yeah. Well, now, did she ever talk to you about picking up the Moss?
Picking up Moss?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she was the first somebody told us about it. You could pick up moss and sell it. Get money for it. Yeah? If you could do that, and see, mean Dodo was ready.
Uh-huh. Well, now.
That's where I found out what they meant when they say money is growing on trees in Florida. Money growing on trees.
Yeah.
When I first heard them talking about, you see, I was in Georgia and some folks had been here. And I just wonder how that happened. When I come here, I see how your money grow on the tree.
Yeah.
It's growing on there, but you sure wait to
yeah.
get it off.
You couldn't just shake it.
You couldn't shake the tree and it fall. You got to pull it down.
And
away.
Francis was one of the first ones to tell you
that's
about
right.
Moss.
That's right. Well, Wooda's mother, she gave us Moss, too.
Yeah.
But she didn't go far from her house, not too far. she didn't go with us.
You and Francis?
Me and Francis and Dora. We go long ways from her. All that, behind Richardson's packing house.
Yeah.
Way back there. But all that then, that was old field. But you can't get back there now. It's all ranch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was just open field then.
Yeah, it was just an open field. And there was farming it. But no, they ain't farming.
Yeah.
It's all closed up.
That's right. Your open field, your field, just walk across that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that that was, you all didn't do so much, you and Dora and Francis, you all didn't do so much up that way where we went this morning.
No. You didn't give up that way much. I'd give up. And them woods there, and that clean field out there. Now, we'd pick up most that clean, clear across the road, the railroad. That little railroad back there. And see back there, then, me, my mother, and my aunt.
Banks?
Banks. We picked up that thing.
Yeah. Did you and your mother and Banks all three go to Center Point?
Mm-hmm. All three.
Francis?
Francis hardly was with us there. She'd be gone where we on the way I ain't gonna go.
Oh, she went to places.
Mm-hmm. Go, she, Francis, gave her all on the other side of that bridge up there, way back then, Long Hammock. And it looked like it's night out there right now.
Thanks.
It's so thick out there. Palmettos and trees. I went back there one time to pick some beans. Frances carried me back there. She carried me. I don't know whether I picked two crates or three. But I couldn't pick beans or looking to see what's going to come out from under them bushes. That was the thickest place back there. It was just a little spot the man had beans in. I reckon about the biggest place around him. And he had beans in. I said, I wonder, will anybody want to put anything here in this desert, in this hole? Ain't no house out there, nothing. But anyway, we either finished it by noon or had come up a rain. But whatever it was, Ham, I was glad.
Yeah.
I went home. If God forgive me, I'll never be caught in a place like this no more long as I live. Scared to death, too scared to worry. And then they talk about panels and things out there in them woods. Well, it's just thick enough for anything. Bears, elephants, or anything could be out there.
Francis talk about that?
Yes, Francis tells us about, and Woodard Coleman, he said so.
But you were working on that with Francis, and she's telling you about them?
She wasn't saying nothing about it that day. She talked about it after finished.
Oh.
And told you about things she...
Because I was telling her, I said, well, I said, God forgive me for going back there in that desert today. I said, I won't be caught back there in that wilderness no more. I said, my goodness. I said, look off your road and look down there. I said, look like night. She said, yes, Dave. And there's something back there in them woods.
Oh.
I said, no. I said, if I don't know what it looked like that. I said, I wouldn't know. She said, they ain't gonna bother you. They ain't coming out on you. I said, you don't know that. You don't know.
Did she tell you about any experiences, Carol?
Had she ever had any experiences with something coming out of the woods?
I don't know.
It's the end of Channel 1 Ride and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, 23rd of June, 71. The end of Channel 1 Ride and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, 23rd of June, 71. The end of Channel 1 Ride and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, 23rd of June, 71. The end of Channel 1 Ride and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, the 23rd of June, 71. The end of Channel 1 Ride and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy.